The jukebox playing loud enough that wasn't hidden. Oh, and tell me, by the way, does it still look just the same? Does he still remember me? And if you see him, won't you please tell him that I know and that everything has turned out fine? Give him my love and wish him well. Don't let him
that gal can sing a song. Please tell him that I said hello. That's Sue Richards. That's for old partner Aggie Thornton in Crane, Texas. Please tell him that I said hello.
Truckers, drive with us and we'll make you rich. Believe that? Well, if you do, we don't want you to drive for Midwestern Distribution. Midwestern Distribution is looking for owner-operators who've got the drive to make it big but know that only you can make you rich. Here's what Midwestern Distribution will do for you, though. If you don't already own a cab over diesel, we'll give you the opportunity to purchase a fully equipped Freightliner. And you don't need 20 or 30 grand up front either. $1 will get you rolling. We'll provide you with all the freight you care to haul. We'll take care of all your billing, collection, accounting, tax, and cost control services. We'll provide all your insurance, take care of all your scheduled maintenance. We'll pay you a good rate for every mile your rig runs, even while your co-driver's at the wheel and you're asleep. And get this, all your base plate and license fees are paid by Midwestern. We'll provide you with a solid business, your own business. For details, call Midwestern Distribution's toll-free number, 1-800-835-0581. 1-800-835-0581. Midwestern Distribution, Fort Scott, Kansas, if you've got the drive.
Ta-da! Hey, Edward, cigar time, 2:50. Time for a Panatella. The Mobile Union 76 sitting there glowing in the dark Grand Bay exit on I-10, a little bit west of Mobile. Save yourself a nickel a gallon on diesel if you pump it yourself.
Well, look who's coming through the door. I think we've met somewhere before. Hello, love. Hello, love. Where in the world have you been? have you been so long? I missed you so since you've been gone. Hello, love. Hello, love. Make yourself feel right at home. I hope you plan on staying long. Come in, love. Come in, love. I must say I was sure surprised. You're the last thing I expected. By hello, love. Hello, love. I've heard it said time and again, you often go back where you've been. I really didn't believe it was true, but I left the door unlocked for you. Try to please you in every way. Assure you of a pleasant stay this time, love. This time, love. I've been so blue since you've been gone. Now you're back with me and nothing's wrong. Hello, love. Hello, love. Back where you've been. I really didn't believe it was true, but I left the door unlocked for you. It's so wonderful now you're back with me, and things are like they used to be. Remember, love. Remember, love. You're back with me and my world's complete. Don't mind me if I repeat. Hello, love. Hello, love. Hello, love. Hello, love.
Hank Snow, haven't heard that in a while. Hello, love. That's for Kennard Jackley in Miami, Florida, from Dookie in Slidell, Louisiana. Hello, love. How you was?
Hi, this is Nick Nixon on WWL and the Road Gang. If you'd like to hear one of my records, give us a call. The request line number is area code 504-586-8661.
Wherever you are, that's where we are. We're way down yonder in New Orleans on the Charlie Douglas Road Gang. Ordinarily, Uncle Dave Nemo is here on a Saturday morning. However, he's off on vacation, probably laying out under a bush somewhere. So we got an opportunity to spend an extra couple of days with you. You ever wonder what goes on in the lives of truckers in Europe? Well, here's your chance to find out. The Road Gang is going to go on a tour of France and Germany and Switzerland, 14 days on the continent, winding up with 2 days in Munich, Germany, to attend the world's biggest truck show. We're going to leave in early October by way of 747 jet from Chicago to Paris, and then the fun begins. We'll be there 14 days, filled with sightseeing and truck talk and visits to the Mercedes plant and the International Harvester plant, among many of the places that we're going to go. We're going to have a great time. The Road Gang Tour has limited seats available, so write today and get full details with no obligation. Write Charlie Douglas, WWL, New Orleans, and ask for the Road Gang Tour brochure. Charlie Douglas, WWL, New Orleans, and our zip is 70176. Promotional consideration by Air France. Write today.
Interscan, an exclusive service of continental weather on WWL Radio 87 New Orleans. Interscan, for the professional trucker. Here are reported conditions on all interstates in the northeastern quadrant of the United States.
A lot of haze and smog out in the northeast this morning, and other weather on I-35, thunderstorms around Minneapolis. Winds there at about 20 miles an hour. On I-75, fog in London, Kentucky. Interstate 81, quarter-mile visibility fog in Bristol, Tennessee. On Interstate 95, Holton, Maine, light rain with fog. Bangor, Maine has light rain. Interstate 74, thunder reported around Peoria, Illinois. On Interstate 90, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin, both reporting light to medium thunderstorm activity. On Interstate 94, Alexandria, Minnesota has light thunderstorms. Minneapolis has thunderstorms. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and La Crosse, Wisconsin, light thunderstorm activity. And Madison, Wisconsin has thunderstorms. On US 41, Menominee, Michigan, light rain showers. Green Bay, Wisconsin, light rain with fog. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, light rain shower activity. Winds about 12 to 14 miles an hour there. Glenview, Illinois, reporting fog at this hour. That's for the northeastern quadrant of the United States.
Here are reported conditions on all interstates in the southeastern quadrant of the United States.
The southeast is literally covered with haze and some spots of smog at this morning. However, none of the points with fog, smog, or haze, any of them, reporting visibilities under 4 miles. So you're not going to have any visibility problems. On I-20, fog in Monroe, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi, and in Anniston, Alabama. Interstate 10. There is fog around Tallahassee, Florida. Interstate 16, fog in Macon, Georgia. I-55, Jackson, Mississippi, McComb, Mississippi, both reporting fog. Interstate 65, Huntsville, Alabama has fog. On Interstate 75, fog in Macon. U.S. 71, Alexandria, Louisiana with fog. And on U.S. 41, fog in Macon and in Warner Robins, Georgia, for the southeastern quarter of the United States.
Interscan for the professional trucker, an exclusive Continental Weather Service of WWL Radio 87, New Orleans.
Now, the country store specializing in old-time country music brings you the Memory Special. Two albums or tapes of rare performances, one by Lulu Bell and Scotty, featuring songs like Molly Darling, Bonnie Blue Eyes, and I'll Be All Smiles Tonight.
I'll be all smiles tonight, love.
Then you get an album or tape of the best performances of Kenny Roberts, America's King of the Yodelers, with songs like Tavern Town, Chime Bells, and Indian Love Call.
But if when I hear your love song ringing clear,
a total of 24 songs by Lulu Bell and Scotty and Kenny Roberts. $8 for the two albums, $9 for the two tapes. Hear Lulu Bell and Scotty with Sweet Evelina and The Sunset Years of Life and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. As we kiss goodbye and parted.
Hear Kenny Roberts perform Fly Away Mockingbird and If I'm Blue, and She Taught Me How to Yodel.
I went across to Switzerland where all yodelers need a trial.
24 songs in all, $8 for the two classic albums, $9 for the 8-track tapes. When you order the Memory Special from the country store, you can order by COD if you wish, but you'll save by sending $8 for the two albums, $9 for the two tapes to the Memory Special. The Country Store, WWL Radio, New Orleans, Louisiana. $8 for the albums, $9 for the tapes when you order the Memory Special. The Country Store, WWL Radio, New Orleans, Louisiana. And our zip code is 70176.
Well, let's see what else we got coming up for you this hour. Jody Miller and I Want to Love My Life Away. The Planting Bugle, Heaven's Just a Sent Away, Me and the IRS, I'm Not Lisa. Just a lot of trashy stuff coming on for you right here on the Road Gang from WWL way down yonder in New Orleans.
Sweet talk in your sunshine and hold my hand in the moon.
away with you. Jody Miller, Pretty Little Devil. That's for Michael Long in Russellville, Kentucky. Also for Barbara and John in New Orleans. Jody Miller and I as well, Love My Life Away with you all. Fear of exposure undermines the desire of many problem drinkers to get professional assistance, and your Committee on Alcoholism offers you confidential help. Clear Channel, Radio 87, WWL, way down yonder, that's us, deep in the heart of Dixie. Just trucking. There's a fella in Auburn, Massachusetts, runs a dump. His name's Gene Murphy, and the name of the dump is Mass 10 Truck Stop, and that's what it is. It's a dump. But it's a friendly dump. Mass 10, Exit 10, Routes 12 and 20 in Auburn, Massachusetts, serving the professional trucker. Mass 10 is one of the last remaining total truck stops in the whole country. Total because they don't even sell gasoline. They have no facilities for servicing automobiles. Not by way of insult, but simply because it's a small place, and they just don't have room, so they've dedicated their entire program to the professional trucker. Gene Murphy's Mass 10. Exit 10, Routes 12 and 20 in Auburn, Massachusetts, tucked away underneath the big Getty Oil sign. That's about the biggest thing about Mass 10. The dump. It's a friendly place. You'll be in the company of people who know and enjoy the professional trucker. Gene Murphy's Mass 10 Truck Stop. You'll find it at Exit 10, Routes 12 and 20 in Auburn, Massachusetts. And they honor just about any credit card you may happen to have in your pocket. Mass 10 Truck Stop, Auburn, Massachusetts.
Radio Interstate 87 and Charlie Douglas, Road Gang.
When you live in a little country town out of the way, you and all your neighbors learn to do an awful lot of things for yourselves, and you come to be very independent of as much outside help as is possible. Because you just can't always pick up a phone and call somebody for help. You just got to do it your own self. So lots of times, folks will just get real good at doing one thing or another. And they sort of specialize in that field. And that's the way it was with Chicken Watson. Chicken was the closest thing we had to a veterinary in our part of Long County, Georgia. He was called on all the time to fix up sick animals. And Chicken specialized in sick mules. I guess he knew more about sick mules than anybody that ever lived. We had a couple that lived there named Glenn and Clara Purdy. And Glenn was a seaman, and he'd be gone sometimes 3, 4, 5 weeks at a time. He shipped out of the port of Jacksonville, Florida, second-class seaman. And one summer, when Glenn was off on a trip somewhere, one of his most prized mules got out in the onion grass and sour weeds and just had himself a feast. He swole up like a balloon. He was moaning and snorting. He's in pain, all bloated up real bad. And if you know anything about animals, you know that if when they get in that shape, you don't get them some relief pretty soon, they're going to die. Well, Clara come home from shopping in Ludowice, and that mule was in bad shape. He was down bad. Clara knew if that mule died, that she just better get shut of town because Glenn had fixed her clock. Glenn had raised more hell than 26 preachers at a Baptist prayer meeting. She went running out there. That mule was groaning and moaning. She opened up that barnyard gate, run in there, looked him all over, run around him in a circle a couple times. She balled up her little fist, and she hauled off and punched him in the side just as hard as she could and run over and jumped up on the fence and sat there. And nothing happened, so she come running back, and she balled up her little fist, and she give him another shot and run sit up on that fence. And the reason she was running to get up on that fence is because you don't want to be nowhere near a bad down mule if that gas pops loose. Now, you may think a paper mill smells bad or some of that Los Angeles fog, but you don't want to be anywhere in the same county with a mule if that gas pops loose. Anyway, she hit him and she hit him and she'd run and jump on the fence and nothing happened except that mule got madder and sicker and furiouser. And Clara was in a panic. That mule was hurting. And Glenn was going to put the hurt on her if anything happened to that mule. She ran across the road where some folks had a telephone, and she called down the feed and hardware store looking for Chicken Watson, and he was there. He worked around there sometimes, and she got him on the phone, and she hollered at him, told him what the matter was, and he sort of tried to calm her down. Now, Clara's about half deaf, and she was shouting in one end of the line about what was the matter. And Chicken was shouting in the other end of the line, and that mule was moaning and braying and snorting out there, and things were going from bad to worse. And finally, Chicken shouted, said, "Damn it, Clara, now shut up and let me tell you what to do." Clara was sniffling and crying and listening as best she could. And she shut up long enough for Chicken to tell her, and he told her, said, "You go out to the barn and you get a cup and a half of turpentine, 3 cups of sorghum molasses, and 3 cups of that old sour dandelion wine that Glenn keeps out there, and you put it in one of them small crocks, and you mix it up real good, take it in the house, add about a half a knock of baking soda, put it in a pot and bring it to a half a boil. You take it out there and you pour it in that mule and you wait 5 minutes and then you go over there and you kick him in the belly right behind the ribs as hard as you can and you run like hell and get up on that fence. Clara said, "Chicken, I ain't about to pour that down that mule's throat. Now, I know Glenn is going to hurt me bad, but I'd rather have that happen than to lose 4 of my fingers from that mule chewing on it." Chicken said, "Clara, you ain't going to lose no fingers." Said, "You go out to the barn and you get that planting bugle and you run it down that mule's throat and pour it down in there." You know what a planting bugle is? A planting bugle is a long brass tube about 3.5 feet long, and it's got a bell on one end. It looks like one of them horns they blow in them old-timey movies when them knights come and go knock each other off their horses. It looks like, you know, them Robin Hood horns. And you use it, you hold it in your left hand, and you put that sack of corn or seed on your shoulder, and you hunch that seed, and them seed will go down in that bell, and they come out one or two at a time, and it spaces your crop. It's a planting bugle. It's got a flared in, sort of a funnel at one end. When I was a kid, you could take that bugle, and the folks, the mamas and daddies around Long County, if you held your mouth just right and blew on it hard enough, you could get a blasting sound that you could hear for a mile and a half. And in the late afternoon, you'd hear them planting bugles going off all over Long County, Georgia, folks calling the kids home for supper. Well, Clara run back across the road. She found the bugle. She got the crock. But like I told you, she's about half deaf, and she got the measurements all mixed up. She put in 3 cups of turpentine. She put 1.5 cups each of sorghum molasses and green persimmon wine. And instead of 1/2 knock, which is when you knock a box of powder on the side of a pot, you just bump it easy and a little bit comes out. That's 1/2 knock. Instead of 1/2 knock, she put in 1/2 box of baking soda. And she put it on the stove and she brought it to 1/2 boil, which is when them little bitty bubbles start coming up out of the bottom of the pot. And she grabbed that pan, got that bugle, and she run out in the yard. But by the time she got there, that mule was in bad shape. He was dying. She had that pot in one hand and that planting bugle in the other. And she'd crying and scared and excited. And that mule was down on his front knees with his forehead right flat on the ground. And she run around him in a circle trying to figure out how she's going to get his head up to get that bugle down his throat with his forehead flat on the ground, and she knew there wasn't no way to get it in there, so she just run around behind him and picked up his tail and drove it home. And she'd jiggle that bugle a couple of times, and she'd pour that juice and jiggle that bugle and pour that juice and jiggle that bugle and pour that juice and finally got all of him. And she ran up and got on the fence. She was sitting there, and she counted to 300 real slow. She got off that fence. She run over there and took her foot, and she liked to punted that mule halfway out of the barnyard. She give him a shot, and she run back and got on the fence, and she had no more got there than that mule just kind of levitated up off the ground. He just come up. That juice hit ground. It hit bottom. Them weeds that was causing that blockage just kind of dissolved. He jumped right straight up on the air. He let fly with that planting bugle. Boom! Out! And he was gone down the road. But Clara had forgot to shut the barnyard gate. He went out that gate like he was on fire. Hit that state road, made a right turn, and went down toward Big Wills Creek, and about every 10 steps, he was letting fly with a blast on that planting bugle. Boom! Sound like an air horn. Well, now, Big Wills Creek is about 100 feet wide. And the mill had built one of them old hand-pulled barges to get the log trucks from one side of the creek to the other side of the creek. And they'd hired this old boy named Dude Barnes to stand there and pull them trucks back and forth across the creek. And dude stayed in the little house right there on the bank of the creek, and when he'd hear one of them air horns, why, he'd go out there and he'd pull that old barge. He'd pull that old ferry over to whatever side of the creek he heard that horn blowing on. Well, it was late on a Saturday afternoon, and he was about half squashed on that old popsicle whiskey, and it was hot, and he'd been sitting there in that old house, and he heard that bugle blowing. He run out there and he started tugging on that barge, see? He was going to get it over there where that truck was coming, he thought. Well, meantime, there's a log truck coming in the other direction. And old dude just kept coming, and that truck would blow his air horn, boom, out. And that mule would blow his from that mule, boom, out. And old dude just kept tugging, getting that ferry over to the other side of the creek. That truck come around that curve and whoop, right into Big Will's Creek, because the barge was gone. About that time, dude hit the other side of the creek, and here come that mule. He run right out to the end of that barge. He let fly with a blast on that bugle, and he took one jump, landed on his knees on the other side of the creek, stood right straight up, boom, and he was gone. We ain't never seen that mule again. Gone to Texas. Well, that log truck was underwater. An old dude was just standing there with his mouth open, watching everything go on. And he got that truck driver out of that truck. Truck was a total loss. An old dude and that truck driver is walking down the road, cussing at each other. Glenn and Claire Purdy got a divorce. Ain't never seen that mule again. Truck driver got fired. An old dude got fired too, because they figured any man that didn't know the difference between a log truck and a mule with a bugle up his butt didn't need to be running no ferry boat anyway.
The story of the planting bugle. Let me see now. We don't do that for a bunch of folks. That's for Roy Quibbs in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for Captain Roland on the motor vessel St. Paul, for Dave and Diane and Jean and Debbie in Belmont, Mississippi, for Fred Lake in New Orleans, for Charlie Adams in New Orleans, and Henry Schultz and Warren Braden. Now, all those folks wanted to hear the Talking Outhouse. I don't know whether they're going to have a chance to get that on or not. We'll do that for them just in case. That's also for Paul Avalone in Carthage, New York, from Tony Avalone, for Dale Whales, a PIE driver out of St. Joseph, Missouri, on the road to Omaha, from Jackie Symington, or Symington, in Facet, Missouri, for Lynn and Ronnie Gutierrez in Killian, Louisiana, from Numa Gutierrez, for Clay Fuller, an owner-operator out of Pensacola, headed to Hereford, Texas, calling from Shreveport, and also for Jim and John Briggs in Chesterfield, Missouri. There's the story of the planting bugle. 25 now until 3, King Edward Cigar Time. Time for you to enjoy a King Edward Panatella with the new X70 taste. Fred Goodson, Slidell Union 76, I-10, Gauze Road, Slidell, Louisiana, reminds you if you're a professional trucker, soup's on, coffee's hot, and your room is ready.
for I watch your seabird flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, singing about Galveston. That's for all the folks working the night away on the dog shift at Crown Zellerbach in Bogalusa, Louisiana. Galveston on the Charlie Douglas Road Gang from WWL.
Hi, this is Danny Davis of the Nashville Brass on WWL with the Road Gang. If you'd like to hear one of my songs, give us a call. The request line number is area code 504-586-8661.
Every now and then there's an opportunity that comes along that's just spectacular. And here's one for you. The Road Gang is going to go on a tour to the world's biggest truck show in Munich, Germany. We're going to see it all. We'll leave Chicago in early October by way of 747 jet, land in Paris a few hours later. And then the next day we're going to start out on a tour of Europe. We'll spend 14 days visiting places like Frankfurt and Stuttgart and Lyon, Lucerne. And then we'll wind it all up with a couple of days in Munich at the world's biggest truck show. You want to go with us? Well, for full information, with no obligation, write and ask for the Road Gang brochure. Just write Charlie Douglas, WWL, New Orleans. 14 days of trucks and truckers in Europe, and it's just going to be super fun. So write for full details today. Seating is limited. Write Charlie Douglas, WWL, New Orleans, and our zip is 70176. Promotional consideration from Air France. Those are the Kendalls. That's for Catherine Underwood and Johnny Finch in Union City, Tennessee. It's at 18 and a half now, till 3 on the Charlie Douglas Road Gang from WWL. Big John Parker talking to folks from hither and yon roundabout at 504-586-8661.
All right. I'm going to tell the man at the this I ain't want. From now on, I'm keeping my pace. Ain't gonna be just enough. So erase my name from your record. Take me off your mailing list. You can write me off, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRS. I ain't one.
Of the South American swamp rat and keep us all in beer for the next 100 years.
Yeah, well, whatever turns you on. That's for all the folks in Cox News and Procter & Gamble and all the bunch in Augusta, Georgia with Detroit Arrington. Also for Walt Anderson and Buddy Shaw sitting around the house having a cool one in Santa Fe, New Mexico. 16 until Charlie Douglas Road Game.
Interscan, an exclusive service of Continental Weather on WWL Radio 87 New Orleans. Interscan for the professional trucker. Here are reported conditions on all interstates in the northwestern quadrant of the United States.
The weather is continuing to slacken in the northwestern portion of the country. You've got a little thunder around I-90 in Mitchell, South Dakota. Interstate 80 north, the Dalles, Oregon, has light rain activity. Winds about 20 miles an hour. On I-29 in Watertown, South Dakota, thunderstorms with winds of 15 miles an hour. That's for the northwestern quadrant of the United States.
Here are reported conditions on all interstates in the southwestern quadrant of the United States.
Southwest at this hour showing no inclement weather other than smog in Houston and Beaumont on I-10 and 45 and US 287. Other than that, the southwestern portion of the country at this hour is bad weather free.
Interscan for the professional trucker, an exclusive Continental Weather Service of WWL Radio 87 New Orleans.
I'm not Lisa. My name is Murgatroyd. That's for Gwen in Dallas, Texas, working another night away over at the Instacom place, answering them phones, lying and bragging. It's 11 and a half until 3, Charlie Douglas Road Gang, and that's King Edward Cigar Time. If you're running in the Deep South, you're riding close to a running rabbit terminal. Melton Truck Lines, the more miles on the road line, has terminals in 10 states. Mobile, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, 3 cities in Louisiana, all of Oswego and Shreveport. You'll find them in Arkansas and Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, and New Mexico. Talk to one of the terminal managers or ask any of the running rabbits you meet on the road about the great benefits of driving for Melton Truck Lines. You get more loaded miles every month when you run the rig for the running rabbit. You need to be 21 or older, have at least a year's on-the-road experience, a good safety record, and of course you have to pass the DOT physical. You need to have a three axle with or without a flatbed. So, whether you're traveling in Texas or wandering west or moving into Missouri or the Deep South, take the time to find out about Melton. Toll free at 800-551-8925. The home office in Shreveport, Louisiana will clue you in on how you can get to running with the rabbit. Of the Angels, David Houston. That's for Monica and Joyce Luckett in Ripley, Tennessee. Also for Mary Barbara Olson in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's 7 and a half until 3.
Now, the country store specializing in old-time country music.